Hi folks, so as you are more than likely aware, it's been a long time since I've uploaded a video or a podcast or really done anything with Seeking Eye. The last thing I uploaded was 3 months ago. So I decided I'm just going to make this video just to update you as to why it's been quite a while and what's going on behind the scenes. So there's a few reasons why Seeking Eye has had to kind of take a back seat recently, the chief among them being that kind of in the last, the second half of 2023 and leading into ongoing now is my anxiety's been very, very high. And by that, I don't mean that, you know, I've been overwhelmed by, you know, fear or stress or whatever. I mean the anxiety in terms of the physical symptomology that it causes. For whatever reason, I don't know the back cause, but I've been feeling quite ill since the second half of 2023. I've been back and forth to the doctors with various symptoms of dizziness, lightheadedness, irritable bowel pain, all sorts of different things that haven't been very nice and have been kind of taking me off my feet for the last however many months. The last video was with Mona and I was starting kind of to feel it getting worse then. That was 3 months ago, but it was there kind of before that. But that's when it started getting pretty bad. So I've had to take that time out. Currently I'm feeling quite a bit better. I'm on sertraline, which is a antidepressant medication. I was very bad with taking that on time and consistently, so that's likely contributed to it. But there are other things, you know, more work that I've taken on. Financial situations have been dodgy the last few months, and just various other things going on in life that cause stress. And I don't think that's what caused the anxiety, but alongside those symptoms, it all becomes quite a bit to deal with. On top of that, I've taken on a lot more work kind of on other things. I'm now working as kind of a voiceover actor, I suppose, if you like. I'm doing a couple of people's audiobooks and things like that, which is great. I enjoy it a lot, but it's a lot more work than I would have expected it to be, which is fine. I'm going to keep doing it. That's what I'd like to do kind of on the side. So it is good fun, but it is a lot of work, and trying to kind of balance that and Seeking Eye and my book and my investment stuff and other things that I'm doing, plus the anxiety on top of that, is all becoming quite a lot. So Seeking Eye has had to take a little bit of a backseat while I'm getting all that together. But now, hopefully, the anxiety seems to be on the downturn. It comes and goes in cycles. I've had a good few years. The last time I can really remember having a high anxiety state or slash depression was in 2017, when it was my second wave of suicidal tendencies back then. And it's been there this time, but not as bad as it was just through experience. I've done it before. I know it's temporary and it's kind of, it doesn't come as forefront, but it's still there. This time it's been more kind of the feeling, the illness feelings and the stress responses of the body, and it's just making me feel crap. But as I say, that seems to be on the upturn now, so hopefully I'll be able to get back to doing some more on Seeking Eye. Uploads may be a bit more few and far between than they were earlier on, but I will still be working on Seeking Eye and getting some things out, because there is a lot of kind of progress being made in the field of survival and consciousness and things like that. And there's a few things I'd like to kind of talk about and react to, but give my thoughts on, that sort of thing, as well as, of course, the podcast itself, where I talk to kind of the experts in the field. I'm always learning. I want to keep learning, and I will do. And, sharing that with the folks that listen to the podcast is important, because my podcast, I focus more on the education rather than the interest and the keeping the numbers up, because I think it's a very important subject, and getting the best information out there in the most honest and true way possible, you know, it's the only way that this field of research will go forward to make big differences in life. So I want to keep doing that. You know, poor old Russet, the main character of my fiction novel that I've been working on, has been sat stagnant, not knowing what the hell was going on for the last 6 or 7 months since I've had the last chance to write it. So I've been at kind of a block with that, but again, mainly because all this other stuff has just completely taken over life so far. So I need to get back to him, because he's probably thinking I'm completely abandoned him. So yeah, that's where I'm at the moment. I just wanted to update you, because I know it's been a while, and you know, I've mentioned in the Discord group what was going on, and I had a lot of support from the people in there. And I certainly, you know, Seeking Eye, I will keep going with for as long as I possibly can, because it's very important in my eyes. So, you know, stay followed, stay subscribed. There will be things coming up from my own kind of talking about things to more podcast episodes, talking to other people and things like that. And that's where we are. So I appreciate everybody for sticking around that has. We're at almost 1,500 subscribers now on YouTube, which is fantastic. I think we're approaching 15,000 downloads in total for the podcast, which is phenomenal. That's a very big number for me. So I very much appreciate all of your support, and we will keep going. So keep an eye out for future content to come, because it will be there. So thanks very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Take care.